Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll be looking back at a memorable week in international soccer with Dick Howard tonight, including today's critical match between Manchester City and Manchester United. We'll have all the commentary on what happened today in that huge match for first place in the English Premiership. In the second half of the show, we'll be joined by the scorer of the lone goal in the Rhinos' 1-0 win at Dayton on Saturday, J.C. Banks. And then finally, it'll be one of the new signings of the Western New York Flash, former Atlanta beat defender Cat Reynolds. Now here's our host, Joe Sirianni, and our co-host, Sam Monjovi.
Good evening, everyone, and hi, Andrew, and hi, Sam, and so nice to be here in the warmth of the studio right here, and talk about soccer. And looking outside, I see the green grass, which pretty soon is going to be adorned with soccer players on the field. So it's May, as Andrew and I were talking about, it's a May month. It's soccer month, so here there are so many things that are going on in the month of May that it's unbelievable. I was just discussing with Andrew all the things that are coming up, the Rhinos, the Flash,
the Ravens,
and all the things that we are, you know, the pre-games and, you know, the dinners for the Flash, the dinners for the Rhinos, the dinners for the Ravens. Mamma mia. That's how we say in Italian. Mamma mia.
That's what Mancini said today to Ferguson. Mamma mia. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later
with Dick. But let's start off with some important news. We want to, again, remind everybody that this Wednesday is the Rhinos kickoff dinner. It is being held at the Italian-American Community Center this year on Manitou Road. They got a bigger venue because they're expecting a bigger crowd this year, with the Rhinos having a perfect start to the season. 3 out of 3 wins, no goals allowed. And things are looking really good for the Rhinos. The Western New York Flash, their kickoff dinner will be next Wednesday night, so you get a chance to meet all the Flash players. That's going to be held at the Italian American Sport Club.
On Buffalo Road.
So don't get confused. This Wednesday is the community center. Next Wednesday for the Flash is at the Sport Club.
So, I assume that the Ravens going to be at the sports club as well.
We'll let you know about that as soon as we get information. Of course, the Rhinos start their season this Saturday, 7:05, against the Charlotte Eagles. It's Cinco de Mayo night. There's going to be a lot of great festivities going on, a pregame happy hour. There's going to be live music from Dave McGrath. There's going to be a lot of the favorite vendors will be back, the local vendors that people are used to. The Rhinos will be sporting their new sponsor kits with Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, certainly one of the top companies in Rochester, will be sponsoring the Rhinos this year. And for all you kids out there, all you young soccer players, the Rhinos Pro Pass is free this year. So you can go to any Rhino game with the Pro Pass
and get in for free.
Just like the Lancer days.
And enjoy the game. So
and learn from these great players.
Exactly. It's something that they are doing it to promote soccer and expose the young kids to professional soccer. So all the parents need to take a little forward interest and bring the kids there, and just you can buy, the parents can buy in what do they call it, a general admission tickets, and be, just to be there. You won't spend too much money.
Do the kids have to go with an adult? Or?
Yes, I believe they do.
Yeah,
you go, they're going to go by themselves.
Oh, no, could you have a, no, could you have like a group of kids with...
I assume that it's gotta, they got to be supervised.
Call the Rhino's office at 454-KICK for all the information on the Pro Pass.
But Andrew, just going back to the dinners, it would be remiss of us if we didn't acknowledge that the Bernie Iacovangelo is the guy that is doing, the, you know, the promoter of those dinners. He has done for the past few years. He's continued to do it. And our heads are off to him because he is truly a guy that does the talk and walk the walk.
That certainly does. And so, again, there's very few tickets left for the Rhinos dinner. So 889-4840 is the number to call. If you want to get tickets, it's Bernie Iacovangelo, Faber Homes, one of our sponsors, of course.
Or 594-8882, which is a community center.
Okay, call there, definitely. And it starts at 5:45 is the doors open. Dinner will be about 7, and then there'll be announcement of all the players, all the new faces, and probably some foreign languages are going to be spoken in the on Wednesday night.
And, you know, we have a table over there, and we got the guy that speaks Italian. How do you like that?
How about that? It's going to be a lot of fun. And then next Wednesday, again, the Flash dinner. We got to mention, you can see the Western New York Flash, the brand new lineup for the Flash. A lot of new faces, some familiar ones. They'll be playing a exhibition match this Thursday at 5:30 at Salem Stadium against the Empire United Boys Under 16 team. Should be a very competitive match. The boys always do give the Flash a tough run for their money. So Aaron Lines will be there, all the players, including our special guest tonight, Kat Reynolds, who scored a goal in a preseason game earlier this year. So we'll get to talk to her about that. And then the Flash open May 12th, 7 p.m. against FC Indiana, one of the teams that have been around the WPSL for a number of years. So it should be a tough test for the Flash.
And you know, Andrew, for this year, the Flash prices have been reduced. Single tickets for the game and the preferred seating, which is 106, 107, 108, is $13. And then you can buy either an 8-pack voucher for $80 or a 16-pack voucher for $152, which is very economical.
And I got some breaking news on the home opener from AJ Cesare from the Flash. The first 1,000 fans will get a schedule magnet. And if you wear any soccer jersey, any team, it doesn't have to be a WPS jersey, it doesn't have to be the Flash specifically, it can be any jersey, at the door you will get 50% off a ticket. So show the support for your favorite team. If I had to buy a ticket, you know what team I would be wearing. I'm wearing them right now. My boys, the boys in blue. And I'm not talking about Manchester
City.
You're
talking about Italy right now.
Well,
boys in blue.
Well, that's true. That's true, too. You can wear your Zuri jersey. That works. But we'll talk more about Chelsea in our next segment with Dick Howard. But it's going to be an exciting year here in Rochester with all the great teams coming in here, all the great players. And definitely pack Salem Stadium. Let's get the Rochester fans out. These are going to be two top-flight teams. We're going to have two championships in maybe three with the Ravens. You never know.
Well, and I got it. You know, I can't wait to tell my Sam this, that today, watching the game, at the close of the game, they showed his favorite players.
Diego
Maradona.
And I didn't know this, that Diego Maradona's son-in-law is Sergio Aguero, the great player for Argentina and Manchester City.
But he had a young woman next to him.
There must be a lot of pressure. You're married to Diego's daughter. And then he was his coach for the national team in the last World Cup.
That's very true, yep.
So the girl sitting next to him must have been his daughter.
I would think so. Yeah.
It was a great atmosphere today in Manchester. We're gonna talk about that and all the international news next with Dick Howard, and we'll give you the result of the match. We'll give you our commentary, and of course, we'll look back at an incredible week of soccer and a lot of big news. Where will Pep Guardiola end up? I'm betting he'll be in Milan coaching Inter next year, but we'll see about that. Maybe he'll be coaching Toronto before the MLS season's done. You never know.
He said he's going to take a few years. So
yeah, right. $10 million will do a lot of things. Next on Soccer is Kick in the Grass. Dick Howard on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's Kicking the Grass on WISL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
An international report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, top-notch monogramming in Pittsford, Northfield Commons. Go down and see Tony. Get all your gear monogrammed and ready for the baseball, softball, and, of course, soccer season, lacrosse as well, all the summer sports. You want to get your monogramming done for your shirts. And, of course, Rochester Lancers gear, U.S. soccer gear, available at Top Notch Monogramming. Number to call, 248-2650. Dick, how you doing tonight? What a day for soccer. What a week for soccer.
What a week. Congratulations, Andrew, on the performance of the Blues. You must be delighted.
Oh, I'm extremely delighted. But let's keep Chelsea to the side for a moment because we want to talk about the game today. And a deserved 1-0 victory for Manchester City. I think they completely outplayed United. United did not have a shot on goal the whole game. And it is now City's title to win in the Premiership. They're tied on points, but they have a vastly superior goal difference, a +8. So either Man U has to hope for a tie or loss by City, or they're going to have to pump. They said on today it'll have to be a cricket score against Swansea on Saturday at Old Trafford to give them any chance to win the Premiership.
And Swansea plays tough at home, too.
Well, they're playing at Old Trafford.
Oh, sorry.
So even then, still, Swansea's the middle-of-the-table team. They're not a pushover.
No, I think if the Sky Blues can get a result, you know, a win at Newcastle and QPR, the final game, no problems there. But you're right, it was a little bit of a chess match. They know each other so well, and I think Sir Alex Ferguson set up to try and get the point, and with the lone striker being Wayne Rooney. But Man City were dominant. They had the better chances. Both defenses really in charge. It was a battle of the midfield, and the superstars didn't really perform. Carlos Tevez, you hardly noticed him, and Wayne Rooney was also not at his best, but great goal by Vincent Kompany. You can't take anything away from him. He's been outstanding for Manchester City all season. Just well taken goal.
The guy's 6 foot something. He must jump another 5 feet to get there.
It was a simple goal, as you got just a straight corner kick. He was on the doorstep, 3 yards from goal, just pounded in the back of the net. They were talking Dick throughout the broadcast today on ESPN. I'm glad to see ESPN, the major network, broadcasted this game. They said there were 650 million viewers worldwide watching this game, but they talked about how important Vincent Kompany, the captain of Manchester City, is to that team. And he came through as the captain, leading by example, and now it looks like for the first time since 1968, the title is going to go to the citizens, or the Blues, as they are equally called.
Hey, Dick, what's the tiebreaker if Man U and Man City end up tied in points at the end of the season? Is it head-to-head or
Well, yeah, it's normally that. It's never been to that, but that would be the situation. Of course, Manchester City are definitely in the driver's seat with regards to that situation.
Goal difference. Of course, it's a different in every league. In Spain, it is head-to-head, but, of course, City beat United twice this season. If it was Italy, there would be a one-match playoff. If Juve and Milan tie for the title, it's a one-match playoff in the Olympic Stadium.
Regardless if you've been beaten twice?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
It's a one-game playoff. But every league does it differently. But it's going to be the battle for the top is going to be interesting, but the battle for numbers 3 through 6 is just as interesting with Arsenal. If they went out and they have only two games left and they have some pretty easy matches, they finish up with two mediocre teams, so they're in the driver's seat for the third spot. If Tottenham went out, they will get fourth place, and nobody could do anything about it. The question is Newcastle. Newcastle plays Chelsea Wednesday, a very important game for both sides as they're fighting to get into that fourth spot, and then Newcastle will host Manchester City next Saturday. So you wonder how tired the Magpies are going to be having to make that long trip to London. It's about a 9-10 hour bus ride to London, and then have to go all the way back and face Manchester City. It's going to be a very interesting
weekend. I can tell you Manchester City is going to win next week because I saw Balotelli warming up on the sideline with his earrings in.
Oh, my goodness.
I was surprised that they didn't put him in.
Well,
because Tevez didn't do much.
Well, it doesn't matter. They won 1-0. It doesn't matter how.
No, I think Mancini brought in defensive-minded players, to replace the more attack-minded, and set his stall out for the final sort of 10 minutes, which was arguably the most exciting time of the game because you had 5 minutes of added time, and it made for a few interesting situations. But overall, Manchester City was certainly the better of the two on the day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about my favorite team, the Juventus.
Say Chelsea.
No.
Can I ask Dick one thing before we go to Juventus?
Yes.
Dick, in your professional opinion, what were Ferguson and Mancini arguing about, yelling at each other about on the sideline?
I think it was the foul with Nigel de Jong, who's, very physical with his challenges, and I think Sir Alex Ferguson was very upset with the challenge that de Jong did on it, one of his players, so that was what triggered that. But
Mancini was very Italian in his rebuttal.
I like the gesturing, the butt head, you know.
Mancini was doing the yapping sign.
Yeah, no, Mancini. To Ferguson. No, Ferguson said the Mancini was gapping, and Mancini told him, "What the heck? What are you talking about?"
Mamma mia! It was fun though. It was interesting to see the dynamic between the two coaches there. And obviously, the game was very, very intense. Everyone was on the edge of their seats the entire match, and it was a great match. And again, it's a great match for any fan. It was only a 1-0 game, but the intensity, the tackles were flying in left and right. And you know what? The referee did a great job. A perfect job by the referee. He gave the cards out when they needed them to be put out, but he let play go on when it was necessary.
Andrew, how many years has Ferguson been coaching United?
It's been at least, 25 years, right, Dick?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And how many years has Guardiola coached Barcelona?
Well, not anymore.
We're
going to get to that. You know
you know what the difference between Ferguson and Guardiola is?
About 40 years.
Ferguson has a red nose at every game.
Oh, my goodness. But let's talk about Juventus. We don't want to let Joe down.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about Juventus and basically the league, the Italian league, because it's so close between Napoli and the vying for the Champions League. There is Napoli that is fighting for it, the Udine that is fighting for it's unbelievable how close the situation is in Italy, because Inter came from 8th place to 3rd place. How do you like that? In a matter, they changed coach. So my question to you, Dick, is when is Toronto going to change coach?
Well, it's certainly, you had to feel for Toronto FC because of the late winner, NREL Salt Lake, at the weekend. And certainly the pressure is on Aaron Winter. He's got 2 games coming up now against Montreal. And in between that, a league game against DC United featuring Dwayne De Rosario, of course, who left TFC under less than ideal conditions. So it really... It's been very difficult for him. He's kept his composure. I'm amazed at how positive he was prior to going to Real Salt Lake for the game on Saturday. But you just have to wonder how long Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, the owners of the team, will take with regards to this situation. So I think the next 3 games are going to be critical. We talked about needing the win last weekend, but it was not to be, although... It was in the injury time that they gave up the 3rd goal. So you really feel for the players because they're completely lacking in confidence at the moment and feeling that everything's against them. So they've got to show a bit of character now against Montreal in the home and home for the Canadian Championship to qualify for the CONCACAF Champions League. And then, as I say, hopefully try and get a home win against DC United on Saturday.
Is the fan base still there, Dick, or people not going?
Well, it's noticeable, the number of empty seats in the stadium. There was a time where you could hardly get a seat, but now there's lots of empty seats during the game, and they're announcing, 17,000, 18,000 because there's a high percentage of season ticket holders, myself included. So, they need just to get back on, how can one say, win streak, because this is really something that they don't want to continue. Of course, they've already created a record in the 7th defeat, so they don't want to make it even worse.
Absolutely, Dick. And you know, confidence is such a huge part of this game. And all I have to name is Fernando Torres to talk about confidence. And it's amazing what one goal will do. And Torres is now looking like the Torres of old. And obviously,
and that's
talk
great,
about,
Andrew, isn't it? Because he's gone through a torrid time, and then he's starting to get back into it and getting very much involved, setting up players for goals. And then, as you say, the second goal in Barca, and then getting the hat trick, you know, was just tremendous for him.
It certainly was. And QPR, it wasn't much of a game, 6-1, but the game before that was something else. And after thinking about the result and everything that surrounded that contest, the one player who has been overlooked, I think, and maybe it was the most important player over both legs, is Ramirez. He set up that goal for Drogba in the first leg, and that goal he scored against in the Nou Camp, what a strike! Now, just an absolute deft chip, I guess you would say. And
yeah, no, it's a very difficult skill for young players to master. You know, where you're almost stubbing your toe and chipping it over the goalkeeper. And it was superbly taken. And he's certainly been one of those players that is not written too much about. You know, Didier Drogba and the rest of the crew are mentioned more often. But he has been critical in the two games against Barca, that's for sure.
It certainly was. And that sets up now a final that I think probably if you had bet on it, you probably would have made a lot of money over the week. That I think very few people anticipated it would be Chelsea and Bayern Munich.
No, me too. You know, I thought it would be an all Spanish final, but give credit to Bayern. Although when it went into, you know, the overtime, it went into penalty kicks. I thought there's only going to be one winner, because whether it's a German club team or the German national team, they rarely lose in the shootout kind of situation with the penalty kicks. They're just so confident and composed, and they showed it.
That had to be one of the craziest penalty kick tiebreakers I've ever seen. I mean, Bayern goes up 2-0, two misses from two former players of the year, FIFA players of the year, Ronaldo and Kaká, taking basically the exact same penalty, and they were basically saved the exact
great
same goal way.
Great goalkeeping by Neuer, yeah.
Absolutely. And then two saves by Casillas puts them right back in it, and then Sergio Aguero puts the ball into the moon. It's mind-boggling what kind of pressure that it gets put on you, even at this level. You know, these kinds of superstar players, and
happen. Sergio Ramos, incredible that miss. You know, you at least get it on target and get the goalkeeper to make a save, but that was not to be the case. And that was the same, Andrew. I didn't mention it, but in that game at Real Salt Lake, Toronto FC had a penalty kick. And unfortunately, Thorsten Frings, just returned from injury, and he put it wide. So TFC suffered from their superstar, just as the players did in that game with Barca and Chelsea. You saw players missing great opportunities, and then when you get opportunities with penalty kicks, you expect them to be taken, and that was certainly not the case with the Bayern game against Real. So even the best miss, and I think it's good for young players to see that, because they see the great players doing what they maybe do, and they say, well, they're human after all.
Hey, Dick, as a former professional goalie, and I know a lot of the goalies now, they talk about different ways that they try and read the players when they shoot the penalty kicks. You know, a lot of people say that a penalty kick is 50% skill and 50% luck. But I never actually asked a professional goalie.
There's various clues. The one clue, and it's really late in the sort of the motion to do the position of the non-kicking foot will always dictate where the ball will go. So if it's the non-kicking foot is pointed in the left of the goalkeeper, then that's where the ball will go. And I always looked at the angle of the run-up, and that would maybe try and give you a clue. If it's quite a wide angle, then it's going to go, you know, a right-footed kicker kicking it to your left, and a relatively narrow kick will go to your right for a right-footed kicker. So there's various things that goalkeepers do, and sometimes you get clues from watching the kickers, you know, that always seem to pick up the same spot. The other thing with kickers now, of course, is you'll see them maybe slowing as they approach the ball to see if a goalkeeper is committing himself early, and they'll just put it in the other corner.
I'm going to ask Andrew a question. Battle of wits. I don't know if you remember this, Dick, but I don't know if you remember the Lancer game when Phil Parks was in goal against the Lancers and Foslich was taking the penalty kick. Do you remember what Phil Parks did before Foslich took his shot?
I don't remember.
He took one step to his left, and he dared Foslich to shoot at the more open side of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And he dove, and Foslich swung over, and Parks saved the shot.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first and only time I've seen a goalie do that. Does that happen?
Yeah, some goalkeepers will do that. They'll leave one side more exposed than the other. They'll be slightly off-center and force the kicker to say, well, I'm going to go for the open side as opposed to the side, the closed side. Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Well, you know what? If the kicker puts it in with power and position,
no chance for the keeper.
There's no chance for the keeper. The first penalty Byron took, the young player made a perfect penalty right into the corner. Nobody could have saved that. It doesn't matter what kind of keeper you are, but that's not what happened. And now we have Bayern and Chelsea on May 19th. It's going to be, I think, a battle of attrition because we're not going to know who's going to be available to play injury-wise. We already know
that
both teams are going to be missing three starters due to yellow card accumulation, which was the players, I believe, players' union, the players' representatives tried to get UEFA to overturn that, let everybody play in the final, but they said no.
No,
so maybe
and,
that's something
I think
that
they should give some consideration to that in future years. You can't obviously change it now because the rules and regulations are in place, but it certainly bears judgment for future tournaments because you want to see the best players, you know, the top players playing in the final. And I remember when in the North American Soccer League, Toronto were playing in the final against Tulsa, and one of the Tulsa players should have been suspended for the final game that was played in Vancouver, and the NASL felt that we should always have the top players playing, and this suspended player, Futcher, played in the final game and played very well for Tulsa, and they went and beat the Toronto Blizzard in the final. So that was in the days of the NASL. You can't do that in UEFA, of course.
Well, in the World Cup, don't they they wipe all cards before the semifinal?
Yeah, there's different ways now so that you get that situation after the first round of games or the second round of games.
The big difference, though, is that the semifinals in the Champions League is two legs.
Mm-hmm.
There's more games played in the knockout stage. There's, seven matches played in the knockout stage as opposed to four. So there has to be some tinkering with this. But, Dick, before we let you go, a couple quick things. Of course, the FA Cup final is this Saturday, which tends to be overlooked lately, but it's going to be Chelsea and Liverpool. So that should be a very interesting match at Wembley. And some other news, of course, Pep Guardiola will not be coaching Barcelona. I say he's going to Inter. I don't know if the Maple Leaf Entertainment has enough money to bring him to Toronto, but I certainly think that would be interesting if they ever could scrape up that kind of cash. But
yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. I think he'll take time out, to be quite honest, for a while. But certainly, you know, with his potential, he could write his ticket anywhere in the world.
Speaking of coaches, Roy Hodgson looks like he's going to be the new England coach, manager of West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah, I mentioned that right off the top. I always felt he was a far better choice than Harry Redknapp, who's a great club coach but not a national coach. Roy Hodgson, with his experience as a coach of national teams and club teams in Europe, as well as, in fact, he coached once the UAE in the Middle East, so he's got a great experience, and I thought it was an excellent choice, which is yet to be endorsed by the FA, but it seems as though all people
are directing
us to say, yes, it is a done deal.
And then one big signing, Arsenal's already looking to challenge for next year's APL title. They've signed Lucas Podolski, the great German striker.
Yep.
So that'll be another
good
feather
signing.
In
Arsenal
the cap
fans will
Arsenal.
Be happy with that. Yep. There are all kinds of things will be happening now, but you're right. It's really getting to an exciting stage with promotion, relegation, and everything else besides, and we haven't even mentioned Euro 2012 yet.
Yeah, we gotta save that till the club season is over, I think. But Dick, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll see where how things shake out over the weekend, and we'll talk about it next week.
That's great. And hopefully, the Lance, you know, the Rhinos, I should say, continue their winning ways, and Joe Kill keeps smiling. Juve, yeah, still unbeaten.
How about that?
I'm sure Sam's giving him a hard time on that.
Have a good
one. See you guys.
Thanks, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll talk about the Rhinos, and we'll be joined by the leading scorer of the Rhinos so far this season, J.C. Banks, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for Mike Huckabee. Early afternoons on 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. Five-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Sam Monjovi. Joe's taking the rest of the show off, getting ready for the Rhinos kickoff dinner coming up on Wednesday. And, of course, also the Flash kickoff dinner next Wednesday. One of the gentlemen, of course, will be at the Italian-American Community Center this Wednesday is our next guest. He is currently the leading scorer on the Rhinos with 2 goals and an assist in 3 matches as the Rhinos gone out to a perfect 3-0 start with no goals allowed. Joined now by second-year Rhino J.C. Banks. J.C.'s appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. The home opener is this Saturday at 7 o'clock against Maurizio Salas and the Charlotte Eagles. J.C., thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a great start.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I know that watching the game on Saturday, I hate watching games on football fields, even though it's easy to tell how far a free kick is. It isn't meant to be played on a football field, and it was a very small field, made it a very tough match to get any kind of rhythm, any kind of offense, but you did your best impression of an Italian forward by an opportunistic goal in the 68th minute that held up as the lone goal of the match. Tell us about the playing on that surface in that field and how the goal came about.
The game was very tight. It's kind of hard to play, you know. You're right on top of everybody because the field's so small. I mean, it was only 100 yards. But we figured out a way to, you know, get 3 points. But on the goal, I mean, I'm not really sure what happened. I mean, I pressured the ball, the keeper came out, and the defender went for the ball at the same time, kind of ran into each other and popped out to me and just passed it in. So it's the right place, right time.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest goal you've ever scored, huh?
Yeah, it's up there, sure.
If you were in the right place at the right, it's all about positioning, right? You knew exactly what was going to happen. You knew they were going to collide, and you'd be right there just to slide the ball into the open net.
Yep, we're just playing.
Definitely. So, yeah, J.C., we're very, very happy with the Rhino start. What's the mood amongst the players coming back with 3 straight wins on the road, 3 straight shutouts? It's only happened twice in 17 years, last time in 2006 when the Rhinos went all the way to the championship match. So I know it's got to be a thrill for you guys and get coming home with such a big amount of momentum.
Mm-hmm. We're happy what we did so far, but we know it's early in the season. It's only 3 games in. You know, we got to keep working. We got a pretty experienced group with you know, guys like Tam and Christian coming in. They're keeping us focused and just trying to keep it going, and hopefully we can get a good crowd this weekend.
Here with J.C. Banks from the Rochester Rhinos. Sam?
J.C., do you feel like you're playing with a little more confidence this year, or do you like the chemistry of the team? We noticed that you seem to be playing or at least you're in the mix more, and especially by scoring the goals.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling more comfortable. I mean, it's my second year. I wouldn't say I was nervous last year, but, you know, this year I just want to have more responsibility and, you know, be more assertive and put my print on the game more often.
You're certainly an impact player for the Rhinos, J.C. 9 times you've scored for the Rhinos. The Rhinos have won all 9 matches. So I guess we have to root for you to score every match because then the Rhinos will probably go undefeated, just like Juventus this year is going undefeated.
That's a great stat.
It's an amazing stat. It seems like when you score, the team just rallies and gets a victory. So it's certainly a great place for you to be.
Yeah, definitely. Try to do it more often, so keep that stat going.
What do you see as the big difference between the team last year and the team this year? What's changed, besides obviously the coach has changed?
The team is definitely a lot older, more experienced. We were really young last year, and I think the biggest thing with this group is that we all hate losing. I mean, even in practice, we get real feisty because nobody wants to lose, and contagious and carries it over to the game, and I think that's going to help us out in the long run.
Certainly is, and like I said, a lot of experience, a lot of international experience. So, how are the players like Nick and George, the Greek defender? How are they adjusting to playing in the USL? Much different style of play, obviously, than what you see in Italy and Greece and Germany.
They're doing fine so far. I mean, it's different, but, I mean, it's soccer. They're good players, so I don't think it's going to take them too long to adjust. And Christian, He already has three shutouts already. George came in two games he played and did well. Lucas did well when he came in. Gustavo, Tam's been playing well. You know, it's the game of soccer, so it's not going to be way different for them. But I think they're adjusting pretty fine.
Yeah, but, well, with a 3-0 start with no goals allowed, that's about as well as you can do. And I know that I'm sure you and the players are looking forward to Wednesday night at the Italian-American mm-hmm. Community Center to meet the fans. It's going to be a bigger crowd this year than it was last year. And you had a chance to experience the dinner last year. I know that I'm sure you let the new guys know, you know, that this is a special city for soccer. Larry, a lot of very intelligent and experienced fans who understand the game and
savvy fans,
yes, and fans that go all the way back to the Lancer days. So I'm sure that the players are looking forward to meeting everybody on Wednesday.
It's always good to connect with fans, that's for sure.
And get a good dinner too.
That always helps.
There'll be some. There's some.
Is it all you can eat for the players?
You don't want to eat too much. You don't want to be too. get too full for practice the next day.
True.
JC, went Saturday's the home opener against the Charlotte Eagles. Team's already played 6 matches this year, so they've played more than anybody else. So I know that they've definitely had a chance to gel on the field. They haven't done too well. They're down in the bottom part of the table. So what do you expect to see on Saturday from Charlotte?
I'm sure they're going to come out trying to get a win. I mean, me personally, I don't like to worry about the other team too much. I know that if we play our game, then we'll be fine. If we play our game and put on a good show for the fans, I think we can get 3 points for sure.
Well, JC, we'll certainly be looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday at the Italian American Community Center off Manitou Road for the dinner. The doors open at 5:45, dinner's at 7, and then we get to meet all the players, and they'll be announced to the fans there. And then this Saturday, 7:05 kickoff against the Charlotte Eagles at Salem Stadium, the home opener. JC, thanks very much, and good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. J.C. Banks, the leading scorer this year so far for the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing this team. I didn't have a chance to see any preseason matches this year due to my work schedule, but this sounds like it's going to be a very fun team to watch and a team that I think will remind a lot of the older fans of some of the classic Rhino teams, even going back to the Lancer days with all the international stars that are on this team.
Right. I think this is definitely a good team to see live in action. So I definitely encourage people to go to the game because to really appreciate the movement of the team, to see it like in live full view. It's the best way to catch it.
Absolutely. And the same thing for the Western New York Flash. They open up next Saturday, May 12th, against FC Indiana. We'll be speaking with brand new Western New York Flash defender Kat Reynolds, veteran of the WPS. She'll be here next on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for 3 straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The 2-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Batiste here with Sam Monjovi. And we're joined now by one of the new members of the Western New York Flash, who will open their season next Saturday at Salem Stadium against FC Indiana. She's a 2-year veteran of WPS, played every minute of every game last year for the Atlanta Beat, including, of course, against the Flash. Joined by Kat Reynolds. Kat's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Get your season tickets by calling 716-655-PLAY. Or call the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Kat, thanks for being with us. Welcome to Rochester and Western New York.
Thank you very much.
I know that we're very excited to have you here, and a veteran of WPS. You played every minute of every game last year for Atlanta. Atlanta didn't have a great year last year. It was a tough season. But what are you looking to accomplish this year with the Flash coming over and playing alongside some of the players you played against last season?
Well, of course, the Western New York Flash have a tradition of winning, which is something I'm really excited about. I am excited to win some games, and I just want to keep improving. And I know that I'll be able to learn a lot from Coach Aaron Lines, and I'm just looking forward to getting as many games as possible and practicing hard and improving.
Definitely. We're all looking forward to that as well. How did you come to play for the Flash? How did that all happen?
You know, I wasn't really sure of my plans after we found out the WPS had suspended for the season, and I was looking into all options, and luckily I got a call from Aaron, and it sounded like an awesome opportunity, and I went for it.
And the rest is history, right?
Yep.
So you already have played at least one preseason match that I saw you played against University of Buffalo. And I saw you scored the match-winning goal, and you didn't score a goal last year for the Beat. So this is a great thing for you, I'm sure, that you got your first, even though it was an exhibition, you still got your first goal.
Yeah, it was fun, especially playing outside back. You don't score too often, so it was nice to get a goal.
how was that? Was that off a set piece, or was that how did that happen?
Actually, this is made a run forward, and Torrey Huster played a nice through ball and took a couple touches and put it in the net.
And you did a good celebration, I'm sure. That's very important. There's a lot of people who like the celebrations. So you gotta when you score a goal in the Elite League, you got to think of a good celebration.
Yeah, I think I have to work on that.
Definitely. But I know that you guys play this Thursday right here at Salem Stadium against the Empire United Boys Under 16. Now, when you guys play against teenage boys, it's often a very competitive match. What's the outlook when they go playing against the high school boys teams?
Well, we actually just played another boys team too a few nights ago, and I think just going into it, you know that they're probably going to be maybe bigger and stronger and a little faster, and we just hope that with our experience that like our technical skills should be better just because we've been playing longer, and you know we need to beat them that way, find other ways to make up for their speed and strength. And we actually won 1-0 the other night, and I know the team on Thursday is supposed to be really strong, so I think it will be a great test, and we'll see what happens.
It should be very interesting. It's a 5:30 kickoff at Salem Stadium. It's free admission, so definitely come down and check out the new Western New York Flash. I got a chance to see a game last year where you guys played. The Flash played against the boys team, ended up 1-1. It was like watching Barcelona against an English team. Maybe not Chelsea, because Chelsea is much better than Barcelona, but against a more physical team. So I'm a Chelsea fan, by the way. You couldn't tell that, could you? But it's good to see a technical side against a more physical side. It's a great contrast in style. It should be a lot of fun to see that. Now, next Wednesday night is the Flash kickoff dinner, and I don't know if any of the players from last year told you about the dinner we have every year for all of our professional soccer teams. It's something very special. We're going to have probably 250 people at the Italian American Sport Club. It's the place where professional soccer was born in Rochester in the 60s with the Rochester Lancers. It came out of the Italian American Sport Club amateur team that won the U.S. Open Cup back in 1963. So it's a great atmosphere, and there's some very knowledgeable fans here in Western New York that love their soccer, and they really took to the Flash last year especially in the second half of the season when things really got going and the drive to the playoffs and then the championship match. So I know that I'm sure you're really looking forward to meeting the fans and then seeing them out at the stadium on the 12th.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to that dinner and just getting to know the community.
We're looking forward to getting to know you and all of the new Western New York Flash players. And any message for the Flash fans before we wrap up tonight?
Well, I should mention that for our first game, which you said was Saturday, May 12th at 7, if the fans wear any soccer jersey, they'll receive 50% off their ticket price at the gate, so that's kind of exciting. And also, the first 1,000 people will get magnet schedules. But other than that, I'm just looking forward to a great season and being a part of the Western New York Flash.
Okay, we're really looking forward to seeing you in action, and it'll be again the Flash this Thursday, 5:30 at Salem Stadium against the Empire United Under 16s. First chance to see the Flash here in Rochester this year. Kat, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck this season. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night.
You too. Bye bye. Kat Reynolds from the Western New York Flash, veteran of WPS, 2 seasons with the Philadelphia. Cheese steaks, as they like to call themselves.
Yeah, the team's shaping up very well.
It is, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in action, as with the Rhinos. So it's going to be a big next couple weeks here in Rochester. And then, of course, the Ravens kick off middle of May, too. So a lot of great soccer action. This is soccer month in Rochester, the month of May. I don't know about the other sport they use that wooden stick to hit some small, tiny ball with. It's soccer month in Rochester in May. I want to thank J.C. Banks, Greg Stanton from the Rhinos, Dave Selinsky, Kat Reynolds from the Flash, AJ Cesare. Again, Rhinos in Charlotte, Saturday, 7:05 at Salem Stadium. The kickoff dinner at the Italian American Community Center this Wednesday. Flash kickoff on the 12th, the dinner at the Sport Club on the 9th. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Bon Jovi with Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.